Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the morning.
Shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the morning? Yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, I know this slide and throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the morning? Yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning. Wake up, Kansas City! Yeah, time to Hustle and Shine. Reporting live from the Brown and Crouppen Studios, it's Brian B. Shining.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 5:59 on your time. Yes, it is finally. Woo! We're back to Monday, September 20th. High of the day is going to be 85. Currently, we're sitting pretty. First, guys, at 65 in the town.
Howdy!
What's up, man? How you feeling on this Victory Monday / National Family Day?
Feeling good, dude! Let's go! We back. We got our swagger back, D. We'll be talking Chiefs this morning just a little bit as we celebrate Victory Monday, our first victory of the season against the New York Football Giants. And Mary Quinn Lucas coming on the show at about 7:38.
Big shout out and congrats to the KC Kern as they walked away with the NWSL Shield. We'll talk about that too. And then, of course, TMG goes down at 23s. LeBron speaks on where his friendship stands when it comes to Drake.
Ha-ha. Can't wait for that. Your motivation on the way in 10 minutes. We hustling and shining, feeling good on a Victory Monday. Only on Kansas City's number one, the hip-hop R&B. And throwback.
Hot 103 Jams.
How about those Chiefs?
How about those Chiefs?
Motivation. Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivation. Sucker can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
It is all and ever in motion. New wonders never stop coming into existence as others draw to a close. How do you focus enough to be immersed in the flow without being distracted by your effort to focus? It is with love for where you are and what you're doing. Let yourself love the moment, the details, the process, the situation. You have plenty of love to give, so allow it to pour into all that surrounds you and occupies you. Discover that there is no need of going to great lengths in seeking to do what you love, because you can always choose to love what you're doing. Abandon assumptions that anything is too tedious, too complicated, too inconvenient, too this or too that. Just see that you can transform it into an experience of love. Open yourself to the miraculous now in which you always exist. Love what is as it enters your awareness and flow along with it to wondrous realms. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
6:23 on your time. It's a high of 84. Currently 63, mostly cloudy skies at Swopel. When we look at the history of music, there's many genres that our community created but might not get credit for. Throughout my childhood, I know I've heard stories about big artists like Elvis stealing music from black musicians. Well, Lizzo speaks on sampling laws being racially charged.
The origins of sampling, I think, were racially charged. Like the sampling laws, the origin of sampling laws were racially motivated to me because it was policing black art, which hip hop was sampling. Hip hop was poetry over sampling.
Oh, this is a convoluted conversation. It's real deep. And it's really started with hip hop. And that's especially MC Hammer versus Rick James. That was a big one. But when Rick James saw the residual checks, he was like, oh, Go ahead. Handle that. And yeah. you can't touch this sample, Super Freak. It's been several hip hop records that sampled James Brown back in the 80s and early hip hop. Several examples, man. It's a real deep conversation. She might be on to something a little bit though.
Yeah, definitely a conversation worth having. Switching over to reality TV, one of the OGs, Jocelyn Hernandez. Yeah, she still speaks in Spanish, speaks in tongues. Excuse me, speaks in tongues. So you still might not be able to hear it the best way. But she's sharing her views on Yandy and Rashida and the fact that they are a little bit of age and they still doing the same old two step.
I want Rashida to retire from Love & Hip Hop. Like, I want Rashida to retire from Love & Hip Hop, and I also want Yanni to retire from her. They can actually come get me to produce a nice, clean show with young, fresh meat that are entertaining. Time for elevation. You can't keep being the same dead dog.
I feel like in any industry, there's a time and a point where some things you might age out of. What do you think about that?
What else they gonna do? Kirk and Rashida, I'm speaking specifically.
In your language, you'd be like, they can get a job. So, I mean, the way you portray yourself, though. No one's saying they don't have to necessarily be on a reality show. There's plenty of people that are of age that have really good shows. But if you're 50, I shouldn't see you arguing and being catty like a 20-year-old who has no sense. That's my point. You can still be on a show. Just why are y'all arguing with each other?
You shouldn't be like that at 30 or 40, let alone 50. You can just forget about it.
Well, Rashida's 49, and and Yandy is in her 40s as well. So there's that.
Oh, my gosh.
I hope they get it together because the arguing is not cute.
Yikes.
I'm up, hustling, shining in the morning on Hot 103 Jams. It's the one and only Murphy Lee. St. Louis is on St. Lunatic. You know what it is. You see me.
Ooh-wee. Had a busy, busy weekend, D. Which, first off, we want to thank all of our listeners for donating to the Loads of Love laundry detergent drive that we had. Yes. Man.
Big shout out to St. James for that, for sure.
Shout out to everybody who came through and really donated. That type of love and that type of giving back is what I'm... That was like right down my realm, D, because I feel like I was in that position before. Not in those exact circumstances, but I knew a lot of people. A lot of my homies, you know, that I knew growing up were in those circumstances. So that really hits me in my little heart, man.
Yeah. It was beautiful to see. I mean, I was there for maybe about the first half of it, and I saw the whole crew. You guys held it down, and I saw more people stopping by, more cousins talking about it online. So big shout out to everybody that participated.
You sure snuck up out of there. I was looking for you.
I had to go get my mama.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, I had my mom here in town over the weekend. It was definitely fun. This is only the second time she's came to Kansas City since I graduated college, which was 2019. So I was happy that she was able to come kick it. We went, of course, the first stop was Hot 103 Jams. Then we stopped by Big Brothers, and then we stopped by a couple other places. I couldn't do too much. She was like, all right, girl, I'm getting tired. I said, okay, cool. We stopped by my podcast, too, The Offer of Hustle. That'll be dropping on tomorrow. So that interview, I'm telling you, B, that you might want to check that one out. Because she dropped some story times that I forgot about in high school. Okay, she was like, I'm spilling the beans. I said, I ain't the mama. Don't get your mic cut.
Yeah, we about to get in your business.
Something like that.
Uh-huh. You was with all your YNs last night, D?
You know, shout out to everybody that popped out because it was sold out. And from what I've heard, everything was safe and sound. NBA Youngboy did his thing. I mean, it looked like it was a great turnout. I saw a lot of people that were there. So shout out to NBA Youngboy. I would have went, but the Chiefs game was on. And plus, I'm like, it's a Sunday night. I'm sure I just see the videos online.
Yeah. Shout out to Chili's Triple Dippers. They got me and Naomi right on Friday night. Look, man.
On Friday? Yeah. Me and my mom went Thursday.
Y'all the Chili's?
Yeah.
Oh, I love Chili's. Oh, my God. The Triple Dippers are undefeated. And then, of course, Lowe's Love. Plaza Art Fair.
Never
went before. I decided we're just going to pop up on that thing.
Okay, pause. Date night.
And it was a good time. We had a little ice cream. Checked out some art.
That's a plus.
Shout out to L Size. Had to go to the bed. I was just eating some rib tips over here that Naomi had left over there. You know.
That's what you was over there smacking on.
Yeah. 6 a.m. rib tips.
Right. Don't ever talk about me and my palate.
I'm so Kansas City, baby. I'm so Kansas City. And then my usher said that patio on Saturday night. And then, of course, I recorded it too. It was about 2.5 hours of all Usher hits.
Oh, that's lit.
I'll be uploading that. And then, of course, yesterday I was consumed with football with our Kansas City Chiefs.
We got the dub. We'll talk about it coming up at 6:38.
This is Bria Berry from KNBC 9. I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams.
Play 11 of the drive. Mahomes pops, fires end zone. It is caught for the touchdown by Tyquan Thornton. Blanketed by Phillips. But somehow Mahomes squeezes it in there, and Thornton with a touchdown for the Chiefs.
Chiefs get the dub last night, 23-9. And a great performance in the second half by the team. That first half was looking a little dicey, D. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Yeah, I can't lie to you. That was scary, but I'm happy we got that W.
So, still a little bit of issues remain for the Chiefs, but look.
Still.
First off, the running game. I don't know what Pacheco was doing out there, but there was a couple times where he literally did not know where he was on the field.
Yeah, it seemed like a lot of confusion with our Chiefs lately.
So, like, Mahomes was depending on Pacheco for, like,
a bailout.
Exactly.
Yep.
And he's running the wrong route. You're running backwards, fam. Yeah. He did it twice.
He did.
But then there was another thing on the sideline that you saw Andy Reid and Travis Kelce have a little argument, a little spat, which me, personally, I don't mind. You know, being on the team. Sometimes things like that happen. But here's Andy Reid discussing things, how things went with him and Travis Kelce during the game.
He's a passionate guy, and I love that part. So I've been through a lot of things with him. So that's all part of it. I love that he loves to play the game. That's what I love. And it's an emotional game. So I'll take it.
We need that passion.
Facts. I just hope people don't make a big deal out of that. But you already know they are. They always looking for cracks in the surface of the kingdom. So
of course,
it's all good. Chiefs move to 1-2. However, them little funky Chargers, they're 3-0 now. That's going to be a problem. We're going to be chasing them throughout the entire season. They need to get a couple losses here and there. Next week, Baltimore Ravens coming on to Arrowhead.
Oh, yes.
And we got our tailgate coming up this week that we'll be talking about as well.
Yes, sir.
But you already know, we got to throw in a Chiefs song. D, you ready?
Let's go ahead and drop that.
Hustle and shine in the morning.
You know it.
Ah. Come on. KC is the town, like Rich the Factor
said.
The
Chiefs got a win last night.
Uh-huh. You
Andy
ready, dude?
Don't get us right.
Shut up, Brian.
I know a dude named Pat, two rings, he all that. Make you say, oh boy, like you a diplomat. Throwing passes in and out of traffic, like he magic. Winning in his blood is just a habit. The Chiefs bring the heat like 103. We both at the top, don't be in disbelief.
Okay.
When you hit his bop, banging in your streets. Can't wait to see who we beating next week.
Ops creeping on the low for show. Main event in your town when we on the road. Pulled up with the Super Bowl rings, we shine. Hustling every game, legacy on the line. Running it up on the field, we stay having our way. Manhandle competition, blow you up in one play. We the Chiefs, get your bread,
hit your bookie.
Squatting on these rookies, we the Duke.
Come on.
Yeah.
What we say, B?
The Chiefs got a win last night.
Yeah.
And he gon' get us right.
Yeah.
The Chiefs got a win last night.
Yeah. Dub City.
And he gon' get us right.
Hustle and shine in the morning on Hot 103 Jams.
Duh.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
And the call took a left turn because he said, you got to be out of your mind. I don't care how good that girl sang. Ain't no way in the world your big fat whatever, gonna outsell my pretty light-skinned, long-haired. It's exactly what he said. It was a man, and it was a black man.
Shout out to both of them. Unfortunate to hear, you know, I mean, it's so many stories that we'll continue to hear, especially in the music industry, that should not be said at all. Mm-hmm. But shout out to both artists, Kelly Price and Maya. They both definitely got some hits that are definitely replayable. So switch it over to LeBron James. He was sitting down during an interview with Speedy and was asked where his friendship is currently with Drake.
Is this someone you always have love for?
Always, always, always wish him the best. Obviously, different places right now, currently. He's doing his thing, I'm doing mine, but it's always love for sure.
When Drake is on his farewell tour, he'll have a Miami Heat LeBron James jersey on or something at one of his stops, and they'll come out and hug, and it'll be a moment on Twitter. And
I don't think so.
And it'll be
But that would be cute, though. I would like that.
That would be cute.
It'd be cute. Like, oh, okay. I've been said this before. I love LeBron James as an athlete. I think he is one of the GOATs. But when it came to the friendship, that was your man's. And you was that was scan of you. But it's okay.
What was scan?
The way he was, it's a laundry list. I mean, we don't have the time. So
why he got to be associated
you know it's 7:26 and I ain't got enough time to answer your question.
Why he got to be involved with the blankery that Drake is involved in? I don't, but that ain't got nothing to do with that.
I see how loyalty comes to you.
Please, I'm.
Let me keep my head on the swivel.
You can ask any of my friends how
exactly.
loyal I am.
And your friends would not do nothing to you that would make you be like, dang, bro, that's how you feel? Because your people are solid, correct?
Yeah.
See, who else is solid? Is Mary Q. We'll be talking all things KC up next with Mary Lucas.
This is Ryan Sorrell with the Kansas City Defender, and I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams.
Blessed to have him join us on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, as he does every single week, talking all things KC with our 50-50 elected mayor, Mary Quinn Lucas. Kansas City is making an effort to reconnect the East Side by reimagining what 71 Highway will look like in the long-term future, Mayor Lucas. We're talking about like 50 to 100 years. This is a very long-term project. Some options on the table are a traditional highway with a trail network, or an enhanced parkway with lower speeds, or just tearing it all out altogether to return to the street grid that it was before 71 Highway. Mayor Lucas, what is your preferred option, and how are we going to make sure that folks on the East Side are not forgotten about this time around?
Well, you know, Brian, I know you were there the other day. I was proud to see the community engagement we had at Bruce Watkins Center. I know there was a previous meeting at Southeast High School. And my favorite thing is real people from the neighborhoods are showing up and making sure their voices are heard. On the options themselves, I don't want to prejudge. I will say this. I think hearing from a lot of people, returning back to the original street grid is something that is very challenging, maybe past us. I did like on that option one, the freeway without the lights. They added a trail that was alongside it. I found that to be kind of interesting. There was that other talk about a parkway. And the challenge with parkways is, you know, parkway may look like Ward Parkway. It may be 350. There are different approaches to all of them. And I just want to make sure I get an understanding of what its long-term legacy would be. So I'm proud of the community engagement we're doing and the fact that I think we're going to see real change on 71 Highway. Something I was running for mayor talking about. Something I'm glad that at least in the beginning steps we're delivering.
Something else you should be proud of, Mayor Q, is you creating the city's first housing trust fund. And I know you have pushed that for obtainable housing for lower income residents. So far, how is that fund performing? And what's some more needs that need to be done just to ensure that housing remains affordable, especially as Kansas City continues to grow?
You know, our next step is going to be making sure we get a longer term funding source for housing Kansas City. I think that's going to be an important part of all that we do. I think an additional step is going to be making sure that we don't just centralize poverty in one part of the city. Right. A lot of these projects, and good for them, they've been on the east side of Kansas City. We need to make sure that we have housing affordability and availability in every part of the city. South Kansas City, the Northland, downtown and beyond. And so I will make sure that everybody has access to good, stable and safe housing. There are people that I meet every day who may come in and out of homelessness, who come from all parts of Kansas City, from Johnson County, from all around the region. That's going to be an important part of, I think, what our next step is, too.
We're covering all things KC with our 50-50 elected mayor, Mayor Quinn Lucas. Now, Mayor Lucas, I attended Paul Robeson Middle School in 1998. Sorry, yeah. Sorry to age myself. Oh, look at you over there. Look at you over there. Hey, that means I'm seasoned, all right?
Yeah.
And for summer school in 1999, I know a number of our listeners attended Paul Robeson as well. But now, for years, it has sat as an eyesore with weeds, crumbling buildings, vandalism, and graffiti dragging down homes, trucks, and the surrounding neighborhoods. Now, with new legislation pushing for ownership change, how soon can people expect to see real rehab and transformation of that property? And what could that look like? Another school, housing, or maybe something else entirely?
I hope we are complete with this legal process in 6 months. straight up. Now, of course, that would mean a longer term for development, but like many of you, I grew up knowing Paul Robeson Middle School. I ran track there every summer. I got a lot of great mentorship. I even used to be pretty fast. Only reason I'm in shape today. And, you know, I think it has been a disgrace to see how that building has sat idle for 20 years, to see the trees growing out, the squatters living in, the folks for whom that is their neighborhood walk each and every day. Look, I've had a lot of things in recent weeks, and y'all have covered them, right? Used car lots, making sure they're not destroying the look, the blight of our city, making sure we're addressing Paul Robeson School. I dropped off an elder in my family, 84-year-old woman, at about 58th and Park yesterday. Kept her house up for 50 years, living next to a raggedy house next door. We don't have to live in blight. And where government can take big steps, particularly on these large blighting influences on the east side, I may have people mad at me, but we are going to do that. I'm not going to finish as mayor just saying, man, this looked bad since the 90s. And that's just one step that we're going to have here, too.
Man, yeah, I got so many memories of Paul Robeson. First off, riding the Metro, the Truce bus on the way to Bannister Mall and passing by Paul Robeson. But also, I had a fight like every other week at I was in the eighth grade. Look, they was testing me. I didn't have no facial hair yet, so I was fat and light skinned. So they was testing me every day. So
that's crazy.
It is what it is.
And Mary Q, you mentioned you being on the track team. I saw you had some skates on, getting your roll bounce on the other day.
Ooh, I still can skate. I ain't quite got it, but you know what messes you up? When you got your four-year-old in front of you, he's trying to fall out. I'm like, man, if I fall, I may not be able to get back up. Good time up in Wynwood.
Man, we'll holler at you next week, Mayor Lucas. Be a blessing this week to Kansas City.
All right, y'all. Take care. Go Chiefs. We back.
Yes, sir.
We back.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
8:23 on your time. It's a high of 84, currently 65, foggy skies, and KC Mo. Of course, the 21st of September is a celebration of the iconic group Earth, Wind, and Fire, and Stevie Wonder was one of the legends who paid tribute to Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Gotta let him do that.
Uh-oh.
Don't do that. Don't do Stevie like that.
A little context. It was a Grammy salute to Earth, Wind, and Fire Live the 21st night of September. Kansas City's very own Janelle Monae also did her own rendition. And now Stevie did say before he did all of that that he don't know all the words. So just put that out there. But, you know, that sounded very familiar. Like, I feel like that sounds like sometimes, some weeks on That's My Jam.
Oh, definitely.
Shout out to, you know, he's an OG. You know, no hate tolerated when it comes to Stevie at all. I can't wait to my next karaoke night. I'm hitting my best Stevie Wonder. Congratulations are in order to young rappers Mauna Leo and Stunna. They jumped the broom over the weekend. Paul Wall was there, and Bun B made a surprise appearance and performed at their wedding. So this is what I like. Like, this is the marriage propaganda that I like right
here.
Why
I gotta be propaganda?
Because that's what it is. You be pushing it. But for them, like, I've seen Mauna Leo and Stunna for Vegas. I've seen how they interact, and they should definitely be married.
Oh, Beyonce.
Now, to a cousin out there that's listening, be like, me and my man, my ex.
Uh-oh.
No, I'm not talking about you.
Marriage advice with Deanna Hussle.
I'm talking about them because of the way that they love on each other. And I love that.
Beyonce.
Congratulations. Jumping the broom has been a hot topic, too, lately. We're going to talk about that sometime this week. As people.
My divorce. How about that?
Richard Lawson. People, we got to talk about that jumping the broom thing. That's been a conversation. Have you heard about that at all?
I haven't, but I would love to hear more marriage advice from Deanna Hussle.
I got you. I'm telling you. Your best marriage advice is going to come from a single person. I'm just telling you. We going to tell you the real.
That don't even make sense, but okay, I'm going to follow it.
Duh.
I'm telling you, we going to tell you the real. Because other married people going to tell you, you know.
The real.
They going to tell you the real, but some would just be like, tough it out.
Duh.
Yeah. That's
you need a little bit of both. See, all I'm saying is you need both.
This could go on for 10 minutes.
Oh, it definitely could. We would definitely get a call from Iron. That's the Morning Gossip. Exactly.